There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
From here, there is only one thing left to do. Break ourselves open and love our way through. Love every wound until it begins to heal. Love hardened hearts until they have begun to feel. Love until violence turns to shutters and sobs. Love until light breaks through shadows and fogs. Love until wings sprout from deep pits of fear. Love until the truth is perfectly clear. From here, there is but one place left to go. Surrendering to love's unstoppable flow. The sense of surrender is perhaps the highest stage reached in the world of spirituality, where there remains no personal desire or wish or opinion, but you move with the cosmic flow. There is no resistance. There is no conflict. Everything appears moving perfectly. They talk of the story of two leaves. The river Ganges is flowing, and there is a big tree there. Once two leaves from that tree fall down. The first leaf falls and it is determined to stop the flow of the river. And the leaf says, today I'm not going to allow you to reach the ocean. I'm going to stop you. And it uses all its force, all his strength to stop the river. But river has no idea about what the leaf has in his mind. The river is continuing as she wants to continue. But this first leaf is hell-bent upon stopping the flow of the river. So it is using all its energy to stop. I will not allow you to go. But the river is unaware of the thoughts, desires, or determination of that leaf. There's another leaf that also falls. But that is falling and it is in the direction of the river. And the leaf says, okay, don't worry. Today I am going to lead you to the ocean. I am here to help you. I am here to guide you. You have to just follow me. I will take you to the ocean. The river is not aware of what this leaf has in his mind. The river is moving at her own pace, the meandering river. It is not hearing. The leaf is such a small leaf, but the leaf is determined that today I'll take you to ocean. Now the journey of the first leaf is full of struggle. It is wanting to do something which is not possible, but the river has no idea about what these leaves are thinking. It is flowing. The life of the first leaf is full of struggle, full of complaints, full of resistance, restlessness, and uneasiness. While the life of the second leaf is better because it is moving with the flow, with no personal wish or desire in that manner. Though it is wanting to help the river reach the destination, but the river is not reaching the destination because of him. It is going at its own pace. So also, the river of life is flowing. Which leaf are you? The first or the second? So Baba says, flow, move. The one who is moving everything is moving you. And that's why this slogan comes. Hukmi. He is the one who is ordering. Hukum. He is ordering things. And things are moving. There's a sense of surrender. Just move. The path would become easy. If you resist, the things would become difficult. They also win who only wait and watch. They also win who only wait and watch. It's not that every time you have to do something. Sometimes not doing masterly in activity is the greatest activity. Not doing anything, just wait. Wait for the opportune time to come. It is not about rushing. It's not about hurrying. The unhurried pace. Look at nature. The sun is not in hurry to rise. The moon is not in hurry. The trees are not in hurry. The clouds are not in hurry. The moon is not in hurry. Everything is going on perfectly well. There's only one person who is in hurry. Man. No animal is in hurry. No goat. No cow. No buffalo. No cloud. Everybody is moving perfectly. But man is in hurry. He wants to reach somewhere. It is just like, you know, you have seen dogs, street dogs. When a vehicle passes, they run after that vehicle till the vehicle goes away. And then they stop. Then another vehicle come. Then they chase that vehicle. One author has said, what will happen if they overtake that vehicle? What they will do? They have only one person, just to bark, to run. And when the vehicle overtakes them, they just stop, waiting for another vehicle. That's Mama's slogan. Hukmi, hukum. Wait. Don't be in hurry. Things will be given unto you. Things will get revealed unto you soon. You will know everything. Just have faith. Everything will be known. Disciples of Jesus said, what we will eat and what we will do. We don't know how to give speeches. We don't know how to deliver lectures. You say us. Go and give a message to everyone. But what? Somebody is a fisherman. Somebody is an ordinary person. Somebody is an official somewhere. Somebody is a servant. They are ordinary people whom he collected, 12 of them. And he is telling them, go and give my message. And people are already against Jesus. And these people, they have never been spiritual men. They have never been religious people used to give sermons and discourses. So they say, how will we do? We really do not know all these things. We have never learned. We never heard. Nobody has taught us. And you tell us to give your message to the world. How will we speak? Jesus says, just go and stand. It shall be given unto you at that moment. it shall be given unto you at that moment. Automatically it will come to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto it. All the paraphernalia of the world, all the worldly things, all the worldly skills, all the worldly matters, affairs, attainments, achievements, they all will come to you. Don't worry about them. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. First seek him. And these things will be addition. These will be dressing on the cake, icing on the cake, dressing on your pudding. Everything will come unto you. You don't have to think, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this. You get God and everything will come to you. Faith. The story of Dadi Janki when she was in Pune. Dadi wrote to Baba that many students are coming and they are very good. They are very interested in Gyan and they have a lot of faith in you and students are increasing. Baba wrote back, it is not possible. That they all have faith. And they all are very interested in Gyan. Baba told Dadi, do one thing. Tomorrow morning announce in the class that there won't be any further Murli class. So stop coming. The center would remain closed. So Dadi did that. Next morning, the door was closed. No Murli class. It was already announced. So why to go? So when Dadi opened the door later in the morning, she found one brother was sitting there. Dadi said, what are you doing here? He said, Golden Age is getting established and it is not possible without listening to Murli. So I come here. I know the door would open soon. So I am sitting here since morning. Dadi wrote back to Baba. Baba said, he is the only one. Rest all. They never had any faith. He is the only one who had faith. So have faith. Trust. The things of the world are very small. They will come to you as a side effect. As an extra effect. They will come to you by default one day. Sooner or later. Just wait. They also win who only wait and watch. Wait and watch. Everything is moving. This is a slogan from Bhakti. Hukmi Hukum. Slogan from Sikh literature, Granth Sahib, that just have trust in him. He knows, he understands. He is the ocean. Your intellect is very small. He is the ocean of intelligence. The intelligence here. Your intellect is small. There's another story about Dadi Janki. When she was smile, her head was big, physically. Physically. And it was not beautiful. And people would often comment, your head is big. So when Dadi came to Baba in Karachi, Baba loved her and said, Janak, your head is big. Take care of it. Fill it with jewels of knowledge. And it should become broad. A body is small, head is big, physically. So see that it is filled with jewels of knowledge and it remains clear. When Dadi took those words to her heart and followed them throughout the life. Keep the mind, the heart, the intellect free from all the waste, all the negative. They drain your energy. So surrender is something of the highest stage. Surrender what? Surrender is the stage. Is the name of the stage. It is not the name of ceremony. It is not the name of cloth. It is not the name of badge. It is not the name of place. If you stay in particular person and place, it doesn't make you. It's the name of the stage. It is not the name of any function, any ritual, any ceremonial. It has nothing to do with that. Surrender is the name of the intellect which is full of faith. So, this faith is the greatest power. So, trust, faith, surrender, these are all linked. Lack of ownership. Everything is happening by the divine will of the drama. Everything is planned. It's the divine play. Everything is as per the divine plan. The greater plan, the higher plan, the deeper plan. So wait and watch. You have come to Him. He will take you to perfection. Wait. Unhurried. Pace. So surrender. Body. Your body is no more yours. You already surrendered it. When Dadi came, it was already 2 years. She came 2 years late, and as you all know, when she asked Baba, what should I do? Baba said, you'll read the Vanis 12 times. She said, I will read 24 times. And next 6 months, the life was different. Everybody would sleep on the bed. She started sleeping on the floor. She would sit whole day and night studying those Vanis. Sometimes they were to the tune of 20 pages, one Vani in Karachi. There was a passion to know, to serve, to understand. And that passion is needed. But at the same time, there should be a sense of surrender. My love for this house of God burns in me like fire. This house of God, this yajna, is the house of God. My love for this house of God, for this yajna, burns in me like fire. I do everything to serve this great Mahayajna. There is no geographical definition. Madhuban can have geographical definition, but not yajna. Yajna is Madhuban without walls. So the first surrender is the surrender of body. Let it be utilized for the seva, for tapasya. These are the only two purposes for this body. Otherwise, body pulls. The life of extravagance, the life of indulgence, the life of sense gratification takes you towards death. And the more you understand the needs of the body, you come to the realization that this body needs very little, but we are overfeeding it, overindulging it. And that's why it suffers. It punishes you in the form of diseases. The heaviness, the lassitude, the lethargic feelings, they all are the result of overfeeding. So this body is a vehicle. If you give it proper fuel, it will work nicely, smoothly, and speedily. The second is the surrender of mind, which is subtle thoughts. The fourth is the surrender of intellect. The surrender of wealth. This is easiest. If you have money, just give and you are happy. I have given. But this can induce ego also. I have given this much. I have given that much. I have given a plot of land. I have given the center. Since I have given something, now you have to respect me. You have to provide everything free to me. Because I have already given so much. It is like a rich man enters the kingdom of gates, the pearly gates. And Saint Peter is asking, just as we have Chitragupta here, they have Saint Peter, what have you done? He said, I was a very rich man and I have donated $10 recently. You can check in your book accounts. So Saint Peter checks, he's real, he's telling correctly. It's true that he has donated $10, but that is the only donation he has done in his whole life. And now he wants to go into heaven with those donations. So the Saint Peter says, let me have consultation with my seniors. So he goes inside and comes and says, take your $10 and go to hell. So you are given a land, take your land and go. Don't come here. So surrender of body, surrender of mind, surrender of intellect, surrender of wealth, surrender of sanskars. This is even the toughest, because sanskars, habits are automatic. They are the part of the subconscious. Other things you can think of surrendering, but somebody who is addicted to smoking for the last 40 years, and you tell him, you surrender your cigarettes. Okay, he said, I have surrendered. The next day, he's again smoking. So it's not that easy. Because that which is the part of the subconscious, to surrender that, it takes time. I tell you, you follow this particular diet, you will follow for one day. Next day, previous sanskars surface. So they don't work. That's why sanskar transformation, personality change takes such a long time. Because all the traits, all the characters are in the subconscious and we all are working on the conscious mind. And there is a wall there, thick wall. You have to break this barrier and enter into the subconscious. Then only the change will take place. Otherwise, no. And for entering, you need deep silence. You need nature. Solitude. Then only such a thing can happen. Otherwise, it can't happen. Then the surrender of relationships. Just all the relationships that you have, surrender. Then only they will become divine. Otherwise, we have got so much attachments in relations. They pull our intellect. They make it wander. So, that is all about the chapter of surrender. The first and the last chapter in the book of spirituality. The life of surrender is blessing. The life of surrender is the greatest life. So, just wait and watch. No demands. Things will come to you automatically. The one who is providing for the world, will he not provide for you? The world who takes care of, the one who takes care of everything, will he not take care of you? He knows every jewel of his. Om Shanti.